Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Moz, the MERS outbreak continues to spread, and the World Health Organization is stepping up its fight. Namely, they are asking people to, despite the temptation, to stop drinking what?
Water?
Well, I'll give you a hint. It is worse when your camel has eaten asparagus.
Pee.
Camel pee. Yeah.
Stop drinking camel pee.
Stop. Fight the urge.
All right.
To drink camel urine.
All right. Well,
what are we going to do in the green room?
Can I start tomorrow, please?
Okay.
The latest outbreak of MERS, or Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, has prompted the World Health Organization, or the WHO, to release a document called Who's on MERS? They say, quote, people should avoid drinking camel urine. Again, this instruction is under MERS guidelines, not under things I can't believe we had to tell you.
You know, I'm Jewish, so I can't drink the pee of a cloven-hoofed animal.
That's right.
So I would not be drinking camel pee.
You know. Right. Except camels, I don't think, have cloven hooves.
Don't they?
But goats.
Goats. Well, then.
Cows. That would be a problem.
Let me make a list of the animals whose pee I cannot drink. Okay, so cows, yes.
Well, I think the World Health Organization is really worried because camel urine is widely known as a gateway urine. The next thing you know, it's giraffe urine. They're on to Tasmanian devil urine. LSD? No, elephant pee.
Can't we just give them water?
I never thought of that.
I'm thinking outside the box. Fuji water. This is an opportunity for Fuji water to just show up. Be like, yo, stop drinking the pee. Try the Fuji. Yeah. I'll be the spokesperson. Hi, I'm Maz Jobrani for Fuji Water.
But you'd have to say, I used to drink loads and loads of camel pee.
Because
of my hump, 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 my lovely.